Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together. A Prayer for When Your Future Feels Unknown by Molly Law, read by Leah Martin. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Time is just a construct. We all view it in terms of past, present, and future. We've already lived the past. Some past memories leave us with such pleasant feelings that we wish to return to those simpler times, but some are past traumas that haunt us as we strive to seek healing in the present. We all live in the present, and the majority of the time the present feels tedious and mundane. We may wake up and have coffee, work a standard 9-to-5, make sure our family's fed and ready for their day, do it all over again 5 days a week. This is why we plan vacations, daydream about what our futures might hold, anything to escape our provincial lives. The present may not just be boring. It might be that we're facing hard times, times of suffering. This is exactly when the Lord speaks of the future in Scripture, when His people are in turmoil and have little hope that life will ever look different. When they finally left their long captivity as slaves in Egypt, God promised them that they would have a home, a land flowing with milk and honey. God reiterates His promise after their disobedience and subsequent consequence of wandering in the desert for 40 years. Although their present was the desert, God kept and fulfilled His promise for their future. He did the same during their exile in Babylon. This is where we get the famous verse in Jeremiah. And again, as the Roman Empire set up their rule in Jerusalem, the Jews looked forward to the long-awaited Messiah. Although they refused to see or were blinded by the promised future before them, the Messiah came. He came to save the world. We know that God is with us and with our futures. It can be really easy to live in a future hope, so much so that we can miss the present, our once future. Even though we have so many hope-filled promises about the future, Jesus also reminds us in Matthew 6:34 to take care of what will happen today, saying, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Said another way, in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. Or in these Switchfoot lyrics from their song, Gone. Gone like yesterday is gone, like history is gone. Gone, my high school dreams are gone. My childhood sweets are gone. Life is a day that doesn't last for long. There's another reason why we're reminded to be present for our lives as they are right now. Life moves so quickly in fact, that if we're busy reminiscing the past or dreaming about the future, our lives will be gone by the time we realize what's happened. So how can we reconcile past events that live rent-free in our minds and the natural desire for a better future with our present? Let's pray. Dear Lord, I can't help but think about my future, and I often don't feel satisfied with how my life is going at the moment. So I dream, agonize, complain, and live for the future I hope to see. I know this way of thinking doesn't bring you glory. It's not good for my mental health. And then it becomes all about me. I forget to praise you for my many, many blessings. I forget to look around and see the good that's in my present life. If I don't stop to look around at my present blessings, I know that in the blink of an eye, it'll be gone. And I'll regret not living in the present, as it becomes firmly set in the past. I pray that you'll be with us all as we navigate our past experiences, live our lives in the present, and have a healthy desire and longing for our futures. I pray that you'll be with us as we await a future that's unknown, and that your glory will be seen and your will be done in our lives, past, present, and future. We love and trust you with all our hearts, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.